But don't let me do what I do to my people in my church. Help us, please. Just begin to thank the Lord for tonight. He's been good to us. We've been here for 3 days, and the Lord has been here in each session, and He's brought us all the way to Thursday night, and He has brought you also here tonight. You just want to talk to Him. We've just been learning about the presence, and one of the ways to enter into the presence is in your worship. So just talk to Him. There's a time to turn your mind away from yourself and turn your mind to Him. Thank Him for His grace. Oh, yes. Thank Him for the love that He showed us even when we didn't know Him. Thank Him. He's so beautiful.
Beautiful, so beautiful, Jesus.
an old song, depending on how old you are or how long it's been since you became a Christian. I'm in love with Jesus.
He's in love with me.
I'm in love with Jesus. As we come to the final session, let's just take some time to love him. I'm in love with Jesus. He's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus.
And he's in love with me.
Take it from the top every time I think about you.
Every time I think about you.
Every time I read about you. Every time I hear your name, I start to smile. Please help us with the words. I beg you, that was the correct song. Every time the wind starts blowing, every time I feel your anointing, I start to smile. Let me take the time to say I love you. Let me take the time to say I care.
Let me take the time
say I care. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
I'm in love with Jesus,
and he's in love with me.
I'm in love.
I'm in love with Jesus,
and he's in love with me.
I'm in love with Jesus,
and he's in love with me. Let me hear you sing, yeah,
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 yeah. Hands together tonight. Father, we're so grateful. We're so grateful. We say that we love you. We thank you for having been here with us. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you so much for your mercy. In Jesus' name, and all the saints shall say amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Are you in the church tonight? And are you happy to be in the church tonight? Amen and amen. Well, this is our last night with you. And I want to take the opportunity to thank your bishop, Bishop Jamal, and his lovely wife, LP Charlotte. Thank you so much for accepting us, receiving us, welcoming us. And I also want to thank all the pastors who are from all the other churches out, you know, in Cofredwa. God bless you so much for coming. And those outside Cofredwa, oh, if you are clapping, clap. Some of you, you are in town here. Just to find your way here, Kora, was hard. And all the pastors of the, are you the Cofredwa Council? What are you? Yes, all the pastors of the Cofredwa Council, we salute you and we want to say that we love you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Amen and amen. Well, all too soon, we have come to the last session of the, yeah. And I need to just acknowledge my fellow preacher, companion, and friend, Bishop Freddie. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You see, your clap is very phlegmatic and watery. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you see somebody who looks unassuming, be careful. Yeah, so when somebody looks unassuming, be careful. Because it looks like, oh, you are from Boku, you are somewhere in the middle of the north. But it's important for you to understand that he began the first church in Boku. The 50 churches there are pastored by children of his ministry. Do you understand? It's not people that he has borrowed to go and send. Ask your neighbor, where are your fruits? How many? Your 1%er, we are still on it. Your 1% or your 1 branch, you are still on it. Put your hands together and just salute the man of God and the anointing that is on his life. And just watch the space. You'll be hearing more of him. Amen. God has a way of hiding his jewels, and at the right time, he just begins to bring them out. So I believe that he's on his way to higher heights and greater things. And it's a blessing to be associated with you. Amen and amen. Powerful. Hallelujah. It's nice also to see my son and his wife here. Amen. People think we come from the same house. We live in different towns. Yeah, so I have, and they are on their way out of the country to Gambia. So it's nice to see you here tonight. And maybe we shall see you one more time at the airport. And then, hey, it's a serious life. Amen. Put your hands together for them. So they have come up from Accra to join us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I'm actually, you know, usually when I'm standing here, I'm thinking where I'm going to start. I have to start somewhere and end somewhere. And the time is also short. Tonight, I want to just begin the end of this, this conference. I want to just talk for just, give me 2 minutes. Is that okay? I want to show you a film. And okay, the film is not 2 minutes. It's somebody's testimony. It's longer than 2 minutes. But I need to show it to you because sometimes the children of a house don't know the blessing God has given to them in their parent. Are you okay? Yeah. You have a parent and he just looks like daddy. One time, Benny Hinn's daughter was watching her father on the TV. And then she looked at the TV. Then she came to look at him. Ah. I know this man, but I don't know him like that. Are you here? And especially for those of us who are children of UD, that's our story. We know him, but we don't know him. Hey, the room is quiet already. We know him. We know him as this is our father, but we don't really know him. And because of that, it gives rise to certain attitudes. It's all part of my message to you tonight. Yeah. Even though we are moving around with the Art of Evangelism conference, we are actually coming from the Doug Hayward Mills Ministries. Charlie, the people at the back, find somewhere to sit. Find somewhere to sit. Cry. Just disappear from view. Thank you. Don't worry. It's my own people. I can see some other people. Just not by going outside. Find a place to sit. Are you in the house? Are your chairs finished? In the church that you can't find a chair. By all means, you can find one. Ashes, you can do better than that. Find some chairs, put them somewhere, and let people get a place to sit. Yeah, but you have to say it from the microphone. Where again should I say it? Okay, so we are actually coming to you from Doug Hayward Mills Ministries, and our work is to move around. We take the books around and we do conferences with these books, and we release the books into the system because these are books with an anointing on them. Many people, you can see the anointing on their lives, but there are very few people who can tell you how to get there. Many churches, you can see the large size, but there, if you even ask the pastor, he may not be able to tell you exactly how he got there. One of the anointings on Bishop Dag's life is that the books are able to tell you the how. You want to be anointed, you'll find a book telling you the how. Bishop Freddie has just finished preaching on the anointing and the presence. It's one of the books on the how. And if you are spiritually sensitive, you would have noticed that the room temperature changed. Some of you were talking and you were doing your own thing, so you didn't notice. But if you were paying attention, you might have noticed that there was a shift in the atmosphere as he was speaking. And so these books come to help us, you know, and to move us. However, Africans and reading. Sorry, I cannot talk about Africans. I don't know. Ghanaians and reading. It's a bit of a problem. Is it true or is it not true? That's why we have brought you Macarius at 300 cedis and you are still counting. But if you were to be going to a funeral, you would have bought the cloth, you would have paid the transport, you would have given the donation, you would have gone and come. It's because you don't know what you have. Yeah, it's because you don't know what you have. The church has become very quiet. And so as we move around, I bless God and I thank God for all of those who come from different churches who are here, because what we notice is that others who are not part of the United Denominations take the thing seriously. And so we can go into a town, and I remember one pastor, after he had used the mega church, he ate it. When we say you've eaten a book, you've stayed by it and it's working for you. He went to our pastor. It's our pastor who gave him the mega church. When he finished using it, when his church got to 8,000, he went to our pastor and asked him, "But you, why is your church so small?" He got the book from the man. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? The son of Bishop that gave him the book. He took the book. He ate the book. He did what it said. And his church responded to what he was doing. So he went back to his friend and said, I don't understand. Tonight, I want to show you somebody's testimony. So please, just take your time. I don't know where you are rushing away to anyway. When you are at home, it's not as if you go to bed at 9:30. You are now watching what soccer match you are going to bet on. So please, let's spend it here tonight. We are leaving you tonight, you know. After that, I will share just two words and we are out of here. Dennis, are you guys ready? Beautiful.
So last 2019, in January, a friend of mine, we usually have a time of prayer as a whole church. So he came to speak on one of those days. And after I had spoken, I was escorting him to his car. And he said, "You know what? The thing you're trying to do here, there is a guy called Bishop Doug Hayward Mills." I said, "You need to listen to his messages and read these books." Because we had been talking about the whole church planting. Our vision, if I can share with you, we used to be very scared of it, man. We are no longer scared to share our vision. Our vision is to plant 1,000 churches with 1 million people in them. 1,000 people per church on average. With 50,000 missional communities that serve 50,000 like community engagements every month and lead 50,000 people to Christ every week. That's our vision. Through our missional communities, just this past week, 893 people came to the Lord, just last week. Through our missional communities, where people go out through the missional communities and do evangelism. And we have about that number come to Christ every week, somewhere between 700 and 1,000. So he tells me about Bishop Doug. He sends me some books, including Loyalty and Disloyalty. How many people have read Loyalty and Disloyalty? Ooh, hey! So, it's a requirement. I thought this is the kind of church where everyone should read Loyalty and Disloyalty. So I got the books, but I didn't read them, unfortunately. I think a little bit later I sampled Loyalty and Disloyalty. I found it to be a little radical. Just a little. I mean, we were the cool church, you know. We were the cool church. So I think I sent to this guy, I said, try out this book, see what it says. September, we had our conference, Transform the Leadership Conference. And the lady whose name I only got to find out this year came for the conference and told me, Pastor, I have very good books for you. I said, you have good books for me? You know, when you're a pastor, people are always trying to get you to read books. I have very good books for you. I said, okay, tell me more. Yeah, I know it's in the middle of a conference. I don't have time. She said, no. It's books by Bishop Doug. She was trying to sell me a Macarius. 60 books. That's the one. How many people here have a Macarius? Hey! If you don't have a Macarius, you don't know what you're missing. So I almost refused to buy until she said, it's only $100. I said, $100? So I told my assistant, take the book, send her the money. So I got a Macarius. I had it in my office. So I remember I have my collection, the one from Pastor Jared, and I have a Macarius, but I haven't yet started drinking. So this is September. October 2019. That's when Pastor M invites me for that meeting where we met. So I come to this meeting. We are discussing discipleship. Things are good. For some reason that only Jesus knows, there are only two people whose phone numbers I took with me and who I connected with. Pastor Jimmy and Uncle D. You know when you're like, I don't know about this person, but I feel like we can connect. Somehow. You know, it's a spiritual thing. So I take Pastor Jimmy's number, I take Uncle D's number, and I start following them on Facebook. That's October. December 2019. We had planted one of our churches, one of the ladies who was leading it, young lady, very fiery. Her auntie, who I had never met, she had never met me, sent me a Christmas gift. Do you not know what it was? A Macarius. So now I have two sets of Macarius. By the way, we came with some of our friends from Mavuno, Pastor Ondachi. Thank you for hosting us the whole week. Was there someone else? Oh, and we have some our pastors from Worship Harvest Nairobi are here. Pastor Sam, Pastor Aggie, they're over there. Just wave. Awesome. So, I have two sets. One at home, one at church, and two collections. January 2020, Pastor M invites me to come and speak at the Mavuno staff retreat. So I made plans. I was like, in this staff retreat, I'll manage my afternoons, steal off some time, go and see Pastor Jimmy and Pastor D. Uncle D. Now, at that time, I didn't know how far your church was from where I was. I'm not saying your church is far. I'm saying where I was is far. This is a near place. I like it. Where I was far. So, for some reason, I failed to come. But I managed to go and see Uncle D because they're in Siokimao, just near Athi River, which some of you call Athi River. So I went. He showed me around, nice place. After we went to his office, he was telling me the story. He's like, a friend of mine took me to meet a guy called Bishop Doug. And I was telling him how good things were, The ministry was growing. People were coming. We were on TV. And then said, and then Bishop Doug looked at me and said, do you have land? And I said, no, I don't have land. I said, go buy land. After you buy, you come back, we talk. And said, that's how we acquired the land. And said, in fact, if you ever get an opportunity, you should meet Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Now, by this time, I'm like, okay. It's okay. My career's three of the way. So that was Jan coming to Feb, I think. And then March, COVID came. And our country was locked down. March 2020. We're in lockdown. We're at home. Our lockdown was not like your lockdown. Yeah, our lockdown, you are not even allowed to drive out of your home. So we all had to create home offices to work from and have internet and move everything online. No meeting at all. So April, we are grappling with the pandemic, what lockdown, April, May, around June. Like, this is Macarius. Should read at least book one. There are 60 books and they are numbered, you know. Book one, transform your pastoral ministry. So I read book one and I find PVTI, prayer, visitation, teaching or counseling and interaction. I'm like, this stuff is good. I can do this. Not so radical like I was thinking. So that's when I started actually praying, at least, because Bishop Doug in the book said that if you're a Christian, you should pray at least 1 hour. Now me, I was the pastor. Do you know how long I was praying? I would read my Bible and pray for maybe 15 to 30 minutes, and I'll be like, by now, really, God has had everything that there is to me. Yeah, seriously. Senior pastor, lead pastor, Worship Harvest Ministries, International Cool Church, 15 minutes. To be a Christian, at least a Christian, you should pray how long? 1 hour to be a Christian. Let alone pastor. Pastor is how long? 3 hours. Hey! I was like, oh my God. So I started trying to pray 1 hour. It wasn't easy. But it was worth it. So I tell these guys, please get this kabook. Every time I find something good, I start passing on. So that's when I started getting tempted to read some other books, like church planting, because I was like, man, we're into church planting, church growth. Then in July, somebody said July. It was either July or August. August. Pastor Jimmy. Because by this time, when I scroll Facebook, I would see his posts. So he had posted something about a conference called Give Thyself Wholly. I don't know. You know, people, is anyone out there that God loves like me? Because it's like, He makes sure that I find what I need to find, even when my eyes are blind. So for some reason, as I was scrolling through Facebook and saw Pastor Jimmy's post, that's why I had to come here today, to give you this testimony. I felt something. So I texted, you remember? I said, you know, tell me about this Give Thyself Wholly thing. You don't know, it's online, it's what, I'll send you the link. So now remember, I'm trying to pray 1 hour. To be a Christian. I'm like, if I become pastor, at least let me be a what? A Christian. So one of the ways what I would do to be able to pull it off, I would go to church, to the church building. We're also building like you guys are building. I'd go to the church building like 6 a.m. and I would pray between 6 and 7. Like, let me get saved. Okay, 6 to 7. So I'd pray between 6 and 7. And then that conference, I think, was Tuesday to Friday. So on Tuesday, I finished praying. I'm like, I'm in my office. It's about 7:30. I'm like, oh, that thing by Pastor Jimmy. Let me find it. So he had sent me the link. I click the YouTube link. And there's this guy teaching, swaying from side to side. No, I've just started. Now, what was funny is there was no effort at all to make things look good. It was just a banner in the background with the book's titles. Why are people in this section laughing? Do they know something I need to know? But here is what was astonishing. There were 3,000 live viewers on YouTube. That's what caught me. Like, YouTube, 3,000 live. You're online. There's people, when people have watched like for a day, days, those can be made. But live, where the one? So I click the Facebook link. You know the live Facebook views those days used to have an eye, a small eye. 7,000. Who is this guy? 10,000 people on social media at 7:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. Whoa. Then I figured, now at that point I hadn't figured the whole story. So I start listening. Prodigal ministry. Guy is going on. It's going on. But I have my days full of things. So I listen a bit, come back lunchtime, catch up a little bit here and there. Wednesday, same. Then I found out that those 10,000 live views actually were not necessarily individuals. Because I started seeing pictures by Pastor Jimmy and there were people here watching together. So many of those were groups of people, or whole churches. Secondly, I found out they were also on TV and radio. They were not just on online. Thirdly, I found out that time I felt was so early in East Africa at 7:30. In Ghana, it was 4:30 a.m. where the conference was. What a discovery. And then he was the only preacher. I was like, I've never been to a conference where they Yeah, he's the only preacher. 3 sessions, and every time he preaches not less than 2 hours. So what I did, it was starting to be too much for me. So what I did, I cleared my schedule for the whole of the next week. I said, next week from Monday, the only thing I'm going to do is watch these videos. So I cleared my schedule and sat in my office and started watching one at a time. It wasn't long before I was sending links to all these leaders and telling them, watch this. Send me an email with your reflections. The next week, we went on holiday, right? You know, we are like family. We go on holiday together with our kids. So we went on holiday, and some of these people were struggling to catch up because they hadn't watched. Remember, me had taken the whole week. So they were using some of their holiday time to watch the videos. Then Dr. Emmanuel discovered that there were audios on Podbean of the same conference. So when I downloaded Podbean and clicked on the audio, I saw that there were like 1,000 messages, all for pastors, camps, and conferences. Yeah. I started listening to Bishop Doug every day. Wow. Every day. And I would send to these people, listen to this message, send me your reflections. Then they would send to their people, the pastors who sent to their zonal pastors. They would send to their missional committee leaders. Everyone in Worship Harvest started listening to Bishop Doug. This was now September last year. September last year. In September last year, when we started Worship Harvest all together, were we 18? 18 churches. At that time, we had planted 18 churches. 14. September 14. So we did 4 in the last quarter, and then 4 in the first quarter. No. Okay. We were 14 churches. We had planted 14 campuses, churches. Right now, there are 26. Wow. 26. From 14 to 26. Our main vehicle for ministry is the missional community. And at that time, we had increased from the 132 we started there with. We had about how many? 189. September, we had 189 missional communities. Today, there are 710. We are talking about less than a year. Less than a year. Everything has multiplied 4 times, Pastor Jimmy, 4 or 5 times. In less than a year. The people who called Worship Harvest their home, those who say, I belong to this church, at that time there were 4,000 last year. Okay, 4,000. Today, there are 13,000. 13,000. Of those 4,000 people, the people who used to attend services, because for us, even though in the lockdown, you attend from home, but you have to fill a Google form and send it in for us to count that you have attended. The people who used to attend our services were just below 3,000. We'll do 2,700, 2,800, thereabouts. Yeah, on a good Sunday, 3,000 was for celebrating. In February this year, February 9th, is when we celebrated passing the 5,000 mark. February 9th, we passed 5,000. Remember, we've been around for 14 years as of last year. So we've built up to 3,000 from up to September. Then October, November, December, Jan, Feb, we got 5,000. March, 6,000. April, 9,000. Last Sunday, we had more than 17,000 people attending our services. 17,000. From 3,000 to 17,000 in less than a year. Of those people, the 4,000 people I told you about who belong to the church, the people who belonged to the missional communities, okay? I don't know what you call them here. Harvest groups. Yeah, it is wisdom to belong to a harvest group. Yeah. The people who belong to the harvest groups, to the missional communities, were only 2,500. 2,500 at that time. Now, the people who attended, you see, one thing, this one thing to belong, it's another thing to attend. We're only 1,200. As of now, the people who belong to groups are 12,000. And last week, how many people attended? 8,400 attending faithfully. In 2019, the total number of people who got saved through worship harvest initiatives, through our Sunday services, even with the evangelistic campaign, was 521. 2019, 521. When we started reading and following Bishop Doug, reading the books and implementing the things in it, in October 2020 alone, in October, the month of October, we had 500 salvations. In the month of November, we had 1,000 salvations. Now we are having more than 800 weekly. Amen. Amen. I could tell you story after story, the miracles. Yeah, we used to be the cool church without too many miracles. We had some miracles, but there were few and far between. There were 15-minute type of miracles. Now, we expect miracles and we experience miracles. People get healed, people get changed. It's amazing what God is doing. We had been building one building, Pastor Jimmy, for 10 years. One project. You have been building 3 years and you're ready. 3 years and hey, you guys are serious. By the grace of God. 10 years. This year, we are building 5 projects concurrently at the same time. I prophesied at the beginning of the year, we were at our leadership camp with all the missional committee leaders. I told them, it was by the Spirit. I told them that by the time this year ends, you will not recognize this church. The church you joined and the church that will end this year will be 2 completely different churches. That's what has happened. That's what happened to Worship Harvest last year, 2020. And now we are moving from glory to glory, grace to grace, faith to faith. Can you come quickly, ladies, please? Dash. Wow. You have to. How many people were attending your location at this time last year?
243.
This week of last year. And last Sunday?
958.
In 1 year. How about you? How many were attending this time last year?
200
people. 200. And last week?
1,100.
How many were attending yours at this time last year?
Between 180 to 200.
180 to 200, because she had gone out and planted a new church. And at this time last year, it was only 2 years. Oh, you planted 2019. So at this time, it was only 1 year. So it was about 180. And last Sunday?
1,973.
And Pastor Ari, kindly come. You can have your seats. You caused all of this. So I needed to come and you hear. Did I tell you I have a testimony? Was it you or Uncle did that? I told you I have a testimony. I had to come and give it. How many people were attending your location at this time last year?
598.
598 as of this Sunday of last year. And this past Sunday, how many were there?
2,103.
Have your seats briefly, and I see if I can bring this to a conclusion. Mm-hmm. How many people are being encouraged by our testimony? I tell you, it is called the art of following. It's the art of following. If you follow, your life will change. Amen. Our lives have been changed. Our lives have been changed just because I clicked on a link sent by your pastor. I trusted him. That link, that one click, when I was in my office on that Tuesday morning at 7:30 a.m., has changed our lives. We could have been here and we would have been talking about some sort of growth, but not the kind we are talking about. If I had not said, you know what, Pastor Jimmy posted this thing, let me check it out. Could you? Sometimes that's all you need to do.
Wow. I said, wow. Well, I think that the video has explained itself. I just want you to notice that they don't know Bishop Dag. They've never met him. Are you there? Yeah, but it's just making use of the materials that are there. Tonight, before you go home, if you don't have something, get it. If you're a pastor, you don't have the Makarios. If you're a pastor of UD, you don't have the Makarios. I was going to say something. I'll tell you in private. Are you here? I believe we can do better. Oh, don't you think so? I think we can do better. I don't think that we're going to go ahead to preach tonight because I think that what needs to be said has been said. But I want to draw your mind just to two scriptures and then we are closing. Are you here? Hey, are you thinking about yourself or you are not thinking? Hello? You are not thinking or you are thinking? Why your choir has been the same size over the past... Choristers, don't feel bad. In my church, they are always the example. I don't know why. I think because I like music. Are you here? Yeah. Maybe your branch has been the same size for the past 3 years. Same number of... We can do better if we improve our following. Get the books, take them out, read them. The man said something. He had the books, but he wasn't reading. I'm sure it's a description of many of us. There are different categories. There are some, they won't get the books unless they get it free. Hey. There are others, they'll get the book, but they won't read. Some people, you bought your Makarios, it's still in the wrapper. And some too, you don't have the Makarios at all. You see? And then you say you are struggling. How will you not struggle when what God has provided for you, you have not made good use of it? I want us to end on Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Please take us back to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want us to end with a prayer. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. You know, we've read the scripture during this week, and we've talked about it, and we've said a number of things. Now, these are Jesus' last words before he went. Amen. The Great Commission is in so many books, at least 13 books of the Bible have a message about this, and you'll find it in this little book, Make Yourself Saviors of Men. This is the Great Commission according to the book of Acts. But you see, I want to show you another scripture that resembles this one. So let's go to Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Are you there? And healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Is it a similar scripture or is not? Oh, is it a similar scripture? Yes. How God anointed Jesus. As he was leaving, He left us with the promise of the anointing, which we have all received. When Jesus got his, the Bible said that he used that power to go about doing good, healing, delivering, for God was with him. The same power is with you. What have you done with it? He said that, he said, when it comes upon you, one of the signs of the presence of the Holy Spirit is that you are witnessing. Acts 1:8. Please go back there. It's the same power, and it will take us to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. We have spoken about so many things this week, and if you missed some of it, please find the podcast, The Art of Evangelism Conference, and just listen. You can listen to all the messages. We've had different preachers. We've also preached different messages on it. But when you are done, win souls. Tonight, we're closing this conference by praying that a certain fresh anointing will come upon us. Amen? A certain what? Fresh anointing. We have spoken about so many things, how to win souls, how to gather them, things that you can do. The church will grow. I asked you to bring a small bottle of oil with you. If you brought it, find it. If you didn't bring it, when you get home, anoint yourself. But we're going to pray a certain prayer. And I'm believing God that as we leave, a certain fresh anointing to win souls is here in the house. If you did not come the other days for whatever reasons, please just go and listen to the messages. Is that okay? Is it okay? And I believe that, you know, this man's story, I've watched it many times. Several times. I've watched it because I noted a number of things. The man said it was clicking a link that changed things. But even before that, he had started reading the books and going through them. Amen. All of it is available to us. All of it. I want to believe, God, that our lives will change. I want to believe that the next time we come around, we'll hear about how you have gone to do something to win souls. Remember yesterday, we gave you so many, was it yesterday or this morning? Yesterday. So many different options of things that can be done. And I believe you can do them. Tonight, I want you to stand to your feet and I want you to say, Lord, anoint me. Anoint me. I need a fresh anointing. Just a fresh anointing. All the things that have been said, the anointing is like salt. You can cook your meal, you can put whatever you want in it, but if you don't have the salt in it, the meal does not taste good. Those of you who are going out at this time, I don't think it's the thing you should be doing. So just be where you are and let's pray. You're going to pray for a few minutes. Just pray for a few minutes. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh, yes. Thank the Lord for all that we have heard and done. And say to the Lord, change me. I've heard about how my heart must be a burning desire. We've taught practically how to win souls. We've given you spiritual keys, physical keys. And we've given you somebody's testimony as well. Tonight, just ask the Lord for the anointing, a fresh touch. Because we want to see a revival coming down upon us.
Lord, pour out your spirit.
Just keep praying, you know.
The people of the earth.
Lift up your voice, keep praying.
The secret of your heart, Lord, our faith is rising.
He let all heaven sound the coming of the day. There's gonna be a great awakening.
Just let them play.
Be a great revival in our.
church. Just lift up your life before the Lord. Tonight a change is coming. A fresh anointing is coming. A desire to win souls. A desire to see lives changed. A desire to see your ministry lifted up. To see yourself working for the Lord. Talk to him tonight. Talk to him. Talk to him tonight. Talk to him tonight. Say, Lord, anoint me afresh. Anoint me afresh. Anoint me afresh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Talk to the Lord tonight. Talk to the Lord tonight. Marco Masinde de Miranda. Masha Nala Mama. Linda la Mama. Kema Sanda Lama. Masha Kataya Masa. Manda Lama. Oh, talk to the Lord tonight. Thank him for everything you have heard. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Oh, Jesus. Thank him. Oh, yes. Let a fresh spirit come upon you. Let a fresh anointing come upon you. A fresh desire come upon you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. Mako masanda daba, menda la mamani, shima sakatroyanda. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Mango lomo sikatarianda. Oh, Jesus. Mashanda la mama, rende le bebe, makamasunde le bebe. Just lift up your two hands tonight. The presence of God is with us. The presence of God is with us. Oh, the presence of God is with us. And in the coolness and quietness of the room, you want to feel his presence tonight. But not just for goose pimples, but know that he has deposited something in you. And you want to receive it tonight. Tonight I can see five ladies, something has changed in you. Yeah, five ladies, you just want to receive that touch tonight. You want to receive that touch tonight. You want to receive that touch tonight. You want to receive that touch tonight. Oh yes. It doesn't matter what you are doing right now. And it may not be preaching from a pulpit, but that desire in your heart, the Lord is honoring it. Oh yes, because of you, people will come to know the Lord. You may not be a sister, you are a brother. That desire is in your heart. The Lord is just by you. He's bringing it to life, and you want to receive it tonight. Just receive it tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, kama sandalama. Ma shandalama. Just ending this conference, but we're just giving the Spirit of God time to minister to us, to make sure that there is a change. Softly, please. Time to pray. Oh, Jesus. It's the rain of the Spirit, and it's pouring on us tonight. Oh, yes. Mandala prosima shanda, mandala mama, mandala mama, makama sonde. Tonight the floodgates are open over us, and the Lord is looking upon us, and is answering every heart. Oh Jesus, touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Awaken something within us. Let it burn within us, oh God. Oh yes. Place that vision within us to win souls for you. 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 Oh Jesus. Mandolo mosikitama. Rima sandala baba. Randolo mosikiratanda. Rima sandala baba. Makama sondeleme. I had not planned to pray for anyone tonight, but the Lord is just placing on my heart two people who are here. You've seen yourself standing and preaching at a crusade, but you are almost not able to believe it. I want to pray with you tonight. If you believe it, it shall come to pass. I've seen it, but when you look at yourself, where you are, it's like, oh, how can it be? This is just a thought. This is just a dream. I just want to pray with you. Just come and just stand. If there are ushers in the house, don't let me have to ask for you. Just arrive. I'm just joining my faith with yours. And I'm just touching you with the oil for two reasons. One, maybe to just symbolize, you see, where the oil goes, the Spirit of God flows there. Yeah. Just open your Bible and watch it. Where the oil goes, the Spirit of God goes there. And so, as the oil touches you, know that God is just confirming something to you. He's between you and Him. But as you remember, a certain presence comes upon you now. Receive His touch. In the name of Jesus. Father, anoint these men and this lady. I believe that there are two other ladies who should be here. I'm not sure what you are waiting for. Jesus. Father, confirm it. Confirm it. Confirm it. Confirm it. Confirm it. Confirm it. In their spirits, in their hearts. There's one more lady who should be here. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. From today, when you see crowds, you will be seeing souls. And you will be burning to see them saved. Let it burn in your belly. Let there be a burning in your belly. A burning in your belly. A burning for souls. In your belly, a burning, 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 burning, a burning. Thank you, Father. Cause them to preach, and because of them, let souls be saved. There's one person you don't even have the confidence to come forward. Your doubt is so much, but tonight the Lord will prove it to you. Yeah. He'll show you that it is Him. Father, help them. Show them what to do, which way to do it. Which way is this? And Lord, let your word be as hot coals in their mouth, that when they speak forth, there will be a result. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you because it is done. In Jesus' name, amen. Please go back to your seat. Please take out your little bottle of oil. If you brought it, and somebody by you doesn't have any, you can just give them a little. Tonight we are ending with the anointing. You're going to anoint yourself. You're just going to take, you don't need a lot. You don't need a lot. So please, those who have oil, share with those who don't. Just a little bit. On your feet. You see, when the Holy Ghost is moving, you don't do a lot of movement. So wherever you are, just stay there. Yeah, just stay there. At the back, just stay there. Good. Thank you. Just pour it, just your neighbor. Don't disturb anybody. Powerful. Thank you. If you are getting some from somebody, we don't need your mouth. I don't, you shouldn't see your teeth. Just open, pour. Little. These COVID days, we have to find ways to anoint ourselves. Yeah. Jesus. Man, no more sick. Oh, yes. Just a little oil. A little oil. You're going to do three things. Put a little of the oil on your eyes, a little of the oil on your ears, a little of the oil on your lips, a little of the oil on your feet, and then we shall pray. A bit of oil on your eyes, a bit of oil on your ears, a little bit of oil on your lips, and a bit of oil on your feet. Hallelujah. As the oil touches your eyes are open to see the souls calling, the perishing ones needing you. As you put the oil on your ears, you will hear the voice of the Spirit say, go. Philip heard the Spirit say, go to that man and join yourself to the chariot. As you place the oil on your lips, the word of God is going to be flowing from your lips, coming out as a two-edged sword with conviction to save the lost, with conviction to turn the sinner back from his road of sin. And when you put the oil on your feet, the Bible says how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. From today, these feet are going to bring good news. You will move to places that he will take you. And as you go, he will provide for you on your way. As you go and you preach, there will be changes. Philip just went down to Samaria. A sharer of rice water, a sharer of soup, a sharer of soap, a stiller of quarrels between the widows of the Greeks and the widows of the Hebrews. But when he went down to Samaria, the Bible says as he entered and he began to preach, the people believed him. The Bible says that signs and wonders followed what he was doing. And the Bible says, all this is Acts chapter 8, that there was great joy in the city. May every city that you will go, every town that you will go, every community that you will go, any house that you will go, let there be joy as you go. As you go, may signs and wonders follow you. Signs and wonders follow those who go. And as you go, signs and wonders will follow you. May you be blessed. I said, may you be blessed. As you do what God asks you to do, may the blessing come upon you. The things you have cried over for years, they will just be given to you like that. Because he says that he will be with you because you are going out. Oh yes, with his way. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. We give you praise. We give you praise. Mashallah. As we close tonight,
the Lord bless you. Be gracious to you.
favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children. Your children, and his presence will be before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your crying, in your mourning, in your weeping. He is for you. Children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is with you. He is for 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 you.
For you, his presence goes with you, before you, behind you, around you, within you. He is with you, he is with you, he is with you, he is with you. In the morning, he's with you, in the evening, he's with you, in your coming, he's with you, in your going, he's with you, in your weeping, he's with you, in rejoicing, he's with you. He is for you, now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Put your hands together, give the Lord a shout of praise.